going to provide some space just the Holy Spirit to minister personally to us. We just welcome Him to come and to have His way in this place today. In this time where there is space, in this time where we intentionally give room, Holy Spirit, we ask you just to come and just to release whatever you want to release. We give you full permission, Holy Spirit, as a leader of this time together today. Speak it over this region. Speak it over the body of Christ. We have nothing to prove because we are already approved. Declare it now. We have nothing to prove. Religion, false religion would teach you, you've got so much to prove. But beloved identity says to you that you are already fully approved. So we not only accept, but we receive full approval over ourselves today. That's a strange prayer. We have nothing to prove. May your soul and spirit, mind and body be engulfed by the reality you have nothing to prove. You are already approved by the Father. You're already approved by the Father. Let it sink deep. Every part of who you are, that you are already approved by the Father. You're already approved by the Father. And just before Michael comes and leads us in communion, we've just been preparing for the fortnight's time and asking the Holy Spirit about what He wants to communicate. And I keep coming to the verse where it says that I will take my sword and I will transform it into a plowshare. I'll take my sword and I'll transform it into a plowshare. And I ask the Holy Spirit, why would one take the sword that we fight with and turn it into a plowshare? And He's been speaking to me about the greatest way that we can fight the enemy is not to have our sword drawn, but is to allow the Holy Spirit to make it into a plowshare so we can build orchards and gardens for generations. That our greatest warfare would be sowing into the ground and seeing a great harvest for generations to come. Rather than standing and fighting here, we surrender to the fullness of God that says we don't have to fight anymore because we're already approved. And we we can come into the garden and we can start to cultivate the ground, we can start to cultivate the soil, we can start to sow into the soil. And that is the greatest form of warfare that we would see generationally rather than just presently. So release that reality over you today, that you would come into a time of seeing yourself not as one that has to get everything done right now, but as one who has been called to steward the word of God for the next generation, the generation after that, the generation after that. You would steward the word of God so generations wouldn't have to go through false religion. They wouldn't have to go through... I prophesy this right now. I prophesy that our young people wouldn't have a wandering season, because we have learned as men and women, as sons and daughters, to put down the sword and pick up plowshares. May we sow into the ground, Lord Jesus. You know, in the book of Habakkuk, it says this, is that the Lord is going to rain righteousness upon the earth when we break up the fallow ground. And ground that's fallow has been ready to be, it was ready to be seeded, but then something happened and the sower was apprehended and he didn't get back to sowing the ground, so it hardened over. We prophesy this morning that the fallow ground would come ripe again in the name of Jesus. You would start to sow in faith. The book of Hebrews speaks about faith. And they did not get to partake in the day like today. They didn't get to partake in what was coming, which is the fullness of God manifest upon the earth. So we receive it this morning. Receive it this morning, your spirit. You have nothing to prove in his presence. You are already fully approved. Already fully approved.
Thank you.
Can I say this morning that theology is awesome? Can I say this morning that your hermeneutical persuasion is awesome? Can I say this morning that your eschatology that you've researched for 50 years, awesome? Your ministry prowess and the places and spaces you've been, awesome? Your knowledge of this and that, awesome, but nothing qualifies you to be approved in the Father's presence like the love of Almighty God. So Father, we thank you for the approval mark in us. The Bible says the approval is that the Father, when we were far away, the Father longed and loved us. And I'm all for great theology. I'm all for great hermeneutical and ecclesial persuasion. I'm all for these things, but we are approved presence by the blood of Jesus. We receive it into our spirit man and our spirit woman this morning. We receive it into our soul. We receive it into our minds. And we just thank you, Holy Spirit, as we are in this space this morning. We have nothing to prove in your presence, for we have already been approved. Just going to invite Michael now to come and share with us so we can partake in communion together.
Thanks, Adam. Just realize some people have been into the second service here now, so as the elements come, you might not want to. Thinking of the first session talk from Snow, don't conform if you don't want to. Just be free. Again, partake in the meal if you want to, but if you're happy to say, pass for me. But there are people here who it's their first time today, and I just want to bring to your mind a couple of points as we participate in communion. And it's about the thief on the cross in Luke 42, verse 23, who was in that situation of being a thief and had been mocking with his fellow thief, Jesus, as Matthew talks about, they were mocking and putting him down and saying, what the heck, you know, you're the Son of God, just stop all this. And of course he was being crucified and they were being tied. So, in here. And at some point though, that thief turned around, one of them, and said, remember me. Remember me as you come into your kingdom. And there's so much about that word remembrance that we in Western English don't really get. It's a full-bodied activity, remembrance. It's a lived lifestyle, fully lived lifestyle. The expression of the remembrance, making present. And so as we participate this morning, often we come to communion with our stored up faith, and it's about us coming to remember the covenant. The thief reminds us that it was about Jesus remembering us. He said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus remembers you. Jesus remembers his covenant to you, to me, to us, to his people. He's remembering. He's bringing into lifestyle. He's breaking up the chains of Western conformity. He is the one who is proclaiming, you are my people. His covenant. He's the power broker. He's the one that said to the thief, you haven't evangelized, so I'm not sure about that. No, he didn't, of course. You haven't lived a good life. No, he didn't say that. He said, yes, today you will be with me in paradise. So our communion place is that place of letting all those strongholds break off. Not by your strength, but in our weakness. That Jesus proclaims his covenant over us. And that he transforms us and exchanges something with us. Gives us his life for the life that we bring to him. So as we partake this morning, let your surrender be honest and genuine. And let it be one of weakness. Thank you, Lord. So everyone, you're welcome to participate when you want to. Thank you.
He said, I will.
wonder what it would look like if the body of Christ presented paradise to people. The word there is, in Greek, is paradisio. One can translate that word, the fullness of Jesus presently right now. Why don't we just join together and just release that? Holy Spirit, we ask you that when we're presenting Jesus, that we would present paradise. We repent where false religion has presented Jesus as a prison keeper.
He's the gardener
that you might get out of one day. We decree that no, that is not the way. The way of life is paradise. So we pray that you would help us present Jesus as the paradise of God. Paradise. Isn't it awesome that Jesus Christ, that man who should have gone to he should have gone to eternal death. He should have gone where religion said, false religion said he should go to death. He was released back into an Eden-like state. Isn't it awesome what Jesus did on the cross? Incredible. May we present paradise as we present Jesus. May we meditate upon the perfectness of Eden and the perfectness of where they walked with God in the cool of the day. As we present him to the world around us, we just say thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So honor our worship and our psalmists and our minstrels as they lead us every week. We are grateful and thankful for those who are present, those who are leading today, those who are away at home, who are going to see this recording. We thank you, Holy Spirit. All of our socials have all our things happening, so feel free to jump online on our Facebook pages and do that. If you are new today in this service and you haven't connected through email or something, just let us know, and so we can give one of these to you. That'd be awesome. Then you can be on email lists and things like that. If you'd like to be part of that, maybe just I'll throw these to maybe to Dave or Tash. Thank you. And if you want to be on our email list, you're already not. Just grab one of those and fill it out for us. That'd be awesome. Amen. We're in this new flow of doing things that are shorter, which is difficult for us when we normally have our services go for 3 hours. That's just a short one. So we're just getting used to this new flow, which the Lord is moving us in. So thank you so much for partnering with us. I'm just going to pray for everyone who releases a resource for us to be able to build what the Lord is doing in our midst. We are super excited for these days that we are in. Even though the world is going bananas, we can decree that we are joyful, peaceful, and restful right now. And I love these times because they really teach you about where your faith is. They really teach you about, are you full of rest? Are you full of peace? And are you living from the place of at the feet of Jesus Christ? And so we bless you with that. We don't do a real offering talk here, but what I will say is this. I decree over you as you give today, I decree over you a 30, 60, and 100-fold return so you can build the kingdom how you see fit. So you can partner with the Holy Spirit. I just raise your hand right now. I can't see you. I'm just on purpose. But just raise your hand right now. We just partner with the dream of heaven that he has given you. We partner with the dreams of God that he has planned perfectly for your life. We prophesy into those dreams right now. We just decree movement upon those dreams. We decree that all the resource that you need to fulfill the call of God in your life, and we learned last fortnight, we no longer live from things that fall down. We live from the flow of God. And the flow of God, we prophesy into you today, that you will be full of the flow of the Holy Spirit. Imagine trying to put a champagne cork back in a champagne bottle. Impossible. Impossible without breaking the vessel, correct? So we decree the Holy Spirit cannot be tapped and he cannot be plugged. We decree he is full all the time. And it says in the Word of God that you who are born again in here, you have rivers of living water. And listen to this, the next part of the scripture. Flowing up and meeting eternity. Flowing up and meeting eternity. Literally, you are walking around with eternity coming out of you. And what does it say in Ecclesiastes? It says he has put eternity in the heart of every person.
Yeah.
Not salvation, but eternity.
Amen.
And so when you move to them and they move to you, their eternity is connecting with your eternity already. And so we pray that you would present paradise to them. Could we become, again, what they used to call the body of Christ, the happiest people on earth?
Yes.
Come on, let's not think of something fanciful this morning. Could we believe that the body of Christ could once again be called the happiest people on earth?
Yeah.
Oh.
Joy like a fountain.
Amen.
Just sing that one.
Praise God. Thanks heaps, Dave, for this morning. He's already released a word in our first service. Snow is one of our spiritual translators. And what I mean by that is that he's able to communicate things of a spiritual nature into a natural form, so we can all grow in what God has for us. So as he's getting ready, why don't you COVIDly, safely say hello to people? Yeah, just take a minute or so and say hello to people. If you don't know someone, maybe say hello to them. Praise God. Thanks, family. We're going to jump into this so we can give as much time as possible. Thank you so much.
Hello. I do love that sound, Bob. It's the sound of just people just convicting. Hi. It's a good sound. I don't really know how to do the next bit. I don't know which bit to drop in, and I don't know which bit to say, but if anyone wants to feedback in from the first to the second, if anyone has a way to translate that as well, then you're welcome to do it. But where I finished was that we together are letting conformity fall off and just enter unity with him daily. So that's what I've got a... The second service is like, you guys are the people that go to movies but you don't watch the trailer. You're like, I'm not watching the trailer. I don't want any spoilers. We're just going, you guys are the ones that just going to go straight into prayer. There's no talking about. We're gonna do an expression today.
Belonging bit again. Belonging.
What's that?
The Brené Brown, the 12-year-old, do that again.
Belonging. This was one thing. About fitting versus belonging. I recently saw this, Brene Brown tweeted something a 12-year-old told her, and it was a definition about fitting versus belonging. The 12-year-old said, if I get to be me, I belong. If I have to be like you, then I fit in. And my thoughts on that, I really like the description of fitting, especially in terms of us unwiring that religious mindset. There was a picture that went with that. The fitting is at the expense of, you know, what God has purposed you uniquely to be in that conformity. We are created for unity, but we settle for conformity, and they're very different things. Conformity strips away the fullness of expression and activity, and it puts your focus on and attention on comparison. How you can climb up this, how you can be seen within this, and we self-prescribe and create our own definitions for value inside of that. Working hard to climb the ladder for God. But God took all of that off the table. And he's the one that prescribes your value, and he makes home with us. So that's where we're at. We're in that space as a family, as brothers and sisters, and we're trying to embrace that. Michael said something that just stuck with me at our last meeting, and he was talking in communion about the peculiar subculture of the Galileans. That Last Supper was a meal prepped with specific symbolism that they would recognize and connect with, that they were actually at a wedding feast. And that would just, they would understand all the elements of that, and he touched a little bit on that. That just haunted me. In a good way, I mean, it's just there, like, feel the subculture of the Galileans, that's awesome. I thought it was quite beautiful, and I was asking the question, what is the peculiar subculture of Sanctuary? Like, they were together at a particular time, they were placed. There was all the symbols that came through that because of the way they lived their life, because of the way they did marriages. All of that stuff was symbolized and is translated to us because of what they were living out, and what are we living out right here? Our placement, our context, our story,
yeah.
And not just as a collective of individuals, you know, and as the people that are taking a thing and moving it somewhere. But we're placed here for now, transitionally. Maybe, hopefully, somewhere else. But
we want a building.
Pray for the building.
Yes.
Because it'll free up a lot of the logistics of this stuff. It takes energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But it's like, yeah, just pray hard for a space for us to be revealed. So what I want to do today is to... Did I read that Psalm 133?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read it just now. I'm going to read it just now. Psalm 133, a song of ascent of David. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Just like, really, like, I really wanted to say, like, Curly's beard. And I wanted to say, like, the snow and, you know, Blackie.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a rich translation. But the intimacy there, right? Like, it's like, you can see all of the, like, the saturation of that. And I want to just do kind of a saturation exercise for us where we sharpen each other. So what we're going to do, let me just hit this. Ephesians 4:16, and this is where we've been a lot playing with. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So that's what I really want us to like tap into today for each other. And everyone's going to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil. And I just want you to just sit for a sec and just call out an encouragement for someone in this body. I want you to just let the Spirit just lead you in a way that someone might have done something and it moved you in a way, move you deeper into God. Someone might have said something. Someone might have done a peculiar thing. So when you did this, there's so many different myriads of things that there are. But I just want us to capture them and just to give them to each other. I just want it to be an exchange, and this is, I think, where the pockets come in, James, because I want us to go home with our pockets filled with landed identity, with peace created around the things that our brothers and sisters see of us. Does that sort of make sense?
Yeah.
Is that super scary?
Yeah.
Is it really?
In a great way.
Haunted.
So,
right.
So we've got to do this in love, right? We've got to do this in love, and it's to encourage and build the parts of the body and create ligaments of support. So when you see something in someone in this place, not just for now, but when you see it and you're able to call it out over them, there's a ligament there that's created in you to defend and protect that part of the body, to connect with it. You see, it's like you're seeing a part of someone and saying, I pray for that. I pray for that for you. I want you to go deeper in that. That moved me, and I want that to move other people. There's a ligament which is created of strength that where we create support for each other in the things that he's given specifically and uniquely to each one. And I think that some of these things are actually going to inform... Ads has drawn a... Ads showed me this picture that... It's the picture. It's an unbelievable thing that he's drawn, that God just downloaded to him about a movement for sanctuary in the way that we interact and
a movement.
It's going to unfold. I think as is unfolding it, but it's just like these roles and the places inside of our family and our gatherings and our expressions. It's sort of a map for that, but in a, I don't know, just a really profound drawing. So I think that's just going to be unfolded. It's circles. It's so many circles that it's just totally wild. I freaked out and my mind was completely blown. It was awesome. Don't stop drawing, please, Alex. So it doesn't have to be a really huge letter. It doesn't have to be, you know, I remember the time that, it can be five words that you just call out for someone. That might be all it is. This happened for me. It might be a memory. And do it for as many people as it occurs to you. If the Spirit is just giving you people, just do it for as many as you can, as many as you see. And just keep it moving. It's just peculiar things as well, like we talked about. Tell them, because they're sometimes like the shape of things. We're sort of on the edge of the Spirit, and if someone just goes, like this happens all the time at Man Massive. Someone comes in and they're a little bit shaken on the thing, and they're like, you know, I wrote a poem, or you know, I did a story, and they read it and they bring it to the group, and there's this reaction, like there's sometimes an atmosphere where the room just goes, and everyone kind of is just, what? And you can see that thing that they release, just instead of it being up here, it shifts into a place of like, you know, I spoke that and I said that and it moved into a different place in their being. And so that's what I want for us. The shaky things that we're worried about or might be just getting picked at by the enemy can be just slotted in to your gut, into the place of your spirit, that he can breathe on those things. And you can also know that someone is standing with you and is seeking a deepness with those as well. Oh, good. Does that sort of make sense?
Don't you also know, so you led by the Spirit.
Yeah, there's that as well, also, yes. The Spirit could just give you something for someone.
Yeah.